Tell me about the circumstances behind this Bigfoot attack. Who is the person and what were they doing when it happened?
Well, first I'd like to really express something very important. I only have a single side of the story. I haven't heard from the family of the actual person, and it's kind of irresponsible for me to even discuss it, but this is just a story. I thought it was substantial information, too, because of how some of what he went through was very similar to what I went through. And I have to make it clear, too, if this did happen, officially it was a bear attack. A bear attack that killed somebody from blunt force trauma. There was no claw marks, there was no bite marks of any kind. So if it was a bear attack, it was the first time in history that a bear actually killed somebody with blunt force trauma, which doesn't really make sense. But again, I haven't heard the family's perspective, and they really would like to give their side of the story first, because all the evidence I have is really circumstantial. But at the same time, with that being said, I can tell what I've heard from one gentleman's perspective.
Well, I thought the family reached out to you and said don't give his name on the air.
Absolutely. Actually, their lawyer reached out to me and said, "Yeah, you don't have the right to." But they didn't realize, like, I have no interest in you know, putting people's name out if they don't want. I told them, if you just don't want me to do that, I'll not do that. But I actually sent them a letter. I wrote them a whole letter, and after they read my letter, they said, "Why don't you come down and meet with us and talk with us, and we'll consider all the options we have," because they saw that I was genuine and I'm willing to actually speak with them. And
okay.
No legal terms, no rhetoric. I don't deal with that. I don't hide behind lawyers.
How did you hear about this story then originally? I mean, if it wasn't a Bigfoot attack, if it was a bear attack, how did you hear about it?
The gentleman who had the incident transpire actually contacted me. A friend of his came to one of my showings and said, "Yeah, this guy's really doing the petition. He's really trying to get species protection and gather information." And he just contacted me and said, "Look, nobody believed me about what this happened." But anyways, precisely what transpired was these two gentlemen were together, and they were tracking a bear that they'd been following for a few days.
Okay.
And what had happened was there was a fire in the area, a forest fire, not a major one. But they were going to use that fire to capitalize, hoping that this bear would come out up through a cut line that they were watching and into a bottleneck where they would trap it, which is what hunters do. So one of the gentlemen was waiting by the cut line under a little shelter that he has, waiting for whatever animal came across the cut line. And he was in communication with his friend who was at the ambush point on the opposite end of the bottleneck. He was actually the one that was going to make the kill shot. So they were communicating back and forth via radio, and suddenly, this is all from the perspective of the gentleman that survived this. What he heard was his friend say, "Oh my God, Bigfoot." And the next communication after that was, let's kill one. So deduced by the conversation, he saw Bigfoot, and Bigfoot can be plural or singular, but his second communication with his friend was, let's kill one, indicating there possibly could have been more than one. So anyways, his friend wanted really nothing to do with this, and he was trying to contact the guy who had made the sighting, and he was talking to him on the radio, "I don't want to do this, what's going on, oh my God." And then he just ended up dropping the radio because he heard all sorts of sounds from all directions around him. He heard a gunshot from his friend, and at that point he stood frozen in his position and basically was just trying to defend himself. Now this story, what's important about this story too is this species, these animals, whatever they did, it was entirely in self-defense. And that's the first thing he'll talk about too is he was there with the gun firing at these animals. His friend had made a shot, and actually after that shot was made, his friend was found the next day from blunt force trauma. The forestry officers that did the killing of the bear after assumed it was from the bear because that's what they were hunting. But as it turns out later, the bear actually never, ever came across that cut line. So whatever animal killed them, and this is, the tracker can also substantiate this as well, that when he tracked the bear that was blamed as a scapegoat for this man's death, he said that bear never crossed the cut line, tongue twister, and went into this bottleneck. So anyways, the other gentleman who was standing there with his rifle, holding up in defense, was dominated in a way that sounded very familiar to precisely what transpired with me. And people may have experienced this themselves. When you're dominated by one of these animals, they don't reveal themselves. They don't need to. They can simply circle around you. And what they do is they'll make a sound in front of you, a crashing sound in front of you, and you'll focus all your attention in front. And then there'll be a crashing sound behind you, so significant that you'll turn around behind you. And then they'll just keep you looking in different directions, and by that way dominate you and get in close enough to you. What actually happened to this gentleman with the rifle is he heard a sound in front of him that became so significant that he actually took a shot with his rifle. And in his own words, as soon as the shot was done ringing from the rifle, an animal that he never saw hit him from the side, blunt force trauma, dislocated his shoulder, broke his ribs, and knocked him out. And he never
But his friend was killed. But his friend was killed because they found the body.
Yes, and they found the body. And, of course, it was all blunt force trauma, which is significant.
Okay.
Of course, that's his side of the story.
Now, where was it, where did it happen?
In the United States.
Yeah, but where?
I can't even remember the name of the location. It's in Montana, Great Falls sort of area, north of it. It's like a it's a native term name.
Okay, but it's so in somewhere in Montana. Was it at a national park? Was it at a,
near? They were actually, these were legal hunters.
Legal hunters.
They had like a tag for the bear. It was hunting season for the bear. They had every right to be there, and they were tracking this bear, like I say, for days. And that was the animal that got Blanchard. Even more importantly than that, what this gentleman have too is apparently he was also allegedly attacked by this bear. And
okay.
He had X-rays and hospital records of blunt force trauma. Like entirely, what happened was, in his own words, he said he felt like he got hit by the truck
sure.
Inside. It just smashed him to the ground. He actually flew up into the air, and he said the majority of damage that came to him was when he hit the ground. He flew so high, it was almost like he was hit and thrown at the same time.
Well, that Montana is grizzly territory.
It is, absolutely.
Right. So I mean,
I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was a black bear they were hunting, though.
Well, I understand he may be hunting a black bear, but he could have gotten hit by a grizzly. Okay, so, have you found?
Never saw Bigfoot. He never said anything about Bigfoot. He didn't. The only person that said Bigfoot was his friend who didn't survive. And if this is even a bear attack, in his own words, he said, whatever was around me was dominating me. Like, there were multiple animals. Bears don't do that. Bears don't go in groups. Even a mother with cubs don't do that. Like, he's a professional hunter. He's been hunting for years. He's an expert. Like, he's done this 100 times before. This guy was, you know, he had a beeline on a bear.
Have you pulled up the death certificate? Have you looked for that yet?
No, but I'm talking to the family. And the family... Okay. Say they have a whole perspective that they would like me to listen to, and I've heard nothing from them. I actually have to go sit down with them and meet with them and hear their side of the story. And you know, that's just responsible journalism. You have to hear both sides of the story. But
okay.
I'd also like to go there to have a look at these X-rays, and even more importantly, talk to the tracker, who says he took his dogs into that area, and the dogs went one direction, and the bear that they killed was in a totally other direction. He said that bear never crossed the cut line.